And Rennie, then, I believe that's our room.
I know this alarm. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have dispatched their article about their attempt to fly to Mars to the magazine editor, and are now feeling quite wealthy with the $750 they received for it. Lum has gone to the county seat to deposit the check and settle up their bills. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner alone in the Jot 'em Down store in Library. He's talking on the phone.
Three bars of soap. Pack a fire. A big one. Yes, Mom. All right. A can of sorghum. Box of soda crackers. And what else now? 3 pounds of butter. I can't tell you that much. Well, I can't help it, Miss Eastrunk. All I can give you today is just a half a pound.
Well, I'm not that quick and I thought of it.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I've never seen you something on the phone.
Well, I don't care how much you're willing to pay, that's all you can give. See, otherwise there wouldn't be enough to go around for everybody. Well, don't blame me now. Don't start bawling me out about it. Blame that there paper hanger, that Adolf Schickelgruber. Whatever his name is.
Yes,
Tillman, isn't it? Yes, Mom. Well, I'll get it over just as quick as I can, Miss Eastrunk. I've got other people to look at besides you. Oh, I'm not mad. All right, I'll get it over. All right, much obliged. Goodbye. Woman.
Who is that, Miss Eastrunk?
Yeah. She's mad because I wouldn't sell her but 3 pounds of butter.
3 pounds?
Yeah.
Well, she don't need that much.
Of course she don't.
Near as I can recollect, she never used to buy more than a half a pound at a time.
I know it. That's
they got a cow, too.
Yeah, she's too lazy to turn, I reckon. Just fat. That's all she's good for.
You know, it's a funny thing, Evan, but I've noticed that every time there's a shortage or something nowadays, some folks start trying to buy more of it instead of less, like the orchard.
Doggies, I've noticed that same thing, Mom. Well, I believe that must be one of the causes that makes all these shortages, too.
Well, we sure don't have it, I'll say that, sir.
No, sir. Did you get in the county seat all right?
Yeah, I caught a ride in the mail hack.
Uh-huh.
About the only way you can get there now. There sure ain't many folks driving that for no more.
No.
Everybody's saving their cars.
Yeah, and it's the same for them today. Did you get our check from the magazine article deposited in the bank, all right?
Oh, yeah. I paid up some of the bills already, too.
You did, huh?
That sure is a good feeling to get them off my mind.
Won't have them our creditors calling up here every 15 minutes wearing out the telephone. how much money is there left out of the check now, Lum?
Well, it was $82.
Oh.
And I figured we'd just divide that half in two to fix ourselves.
Well, good.
$41 apiece.
My dog is $41 cash. Well, sir, that was sure coming in handy. Let's see now, what can I buy myself for that?
Well, of course, you ain't got the full $41 no more, Abner.
I ain't, huh?
No, you see, I bought both of us a $25 war bond while I was at the bank. It cost us $18.75 apiece.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea,
Mom. Well, I knowed you'd
want
to do that.
Oh, sure. Let's see now. That leaves, let's see, 18 from 41, $36 and...
$22.
Huh?
$22 and a quarter.
Oh. Yeah. What's that?
And out of that, you give $10 to the community chest.
I did.
Yeah. I did, too, of course.
Uh-huh.
Then I give $5 to the USO, and you give $5 to the Red Cross.
Did I do that, too?
Yeah.
Doggy, I never knowed I was getting to dinner here all of a sudden.
Well, these are all good, worthwhile causes, Abner.
Yeah, I know that. I ain't complaining a bit. But that don't leave nothing for me, does it?
Yes, it does. Leave you, let's see, $7.25.
Uh-huh.
And that's more than I've got, because I had to buy myself a new pair of shoes.
Shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what you got in the package,
then? Yeah. Yeah, I just had to get some. These shoes I got on are so thin, the bottoms, I can step on a dime and tell you whether it's a quarter or a nickel.
Well.
Just look at them there. Look at that.
Well, I do. Hey, you need them all right.
A retread one.
Yeah, you'll come down to the cardboard there. All right, let's see your new ones then.
Checking, I'll unwrap them here.
Well, you got them on
around. These are about the best shoes I ever owned.
Well,
just look at that. Take a look at them.
Well, I do know. I dog as them, I got them, you know. Sort of big, though, ain't it?
Well, they just look that way because of the leather, so thick.
Yeah, them things look like valises. You put handles on them, huh?
Look at them soles on that.
Oh, yeah.
Them things never would wear out.
No, I wish I could find some ethic for Elizabeth. She just runs through shoes quicker than any one human I ever seen. Oh, no, them things will last you a month of Sundays. How much did they set you back on them?
Well, I sort of hate to say them. Feared I was a little stressed and blowed myself.
Feared you were stressed, you know.
But this is something I've always wanted. A real, genuine, good pair of shoes. And while I had the money, I thought I'd just go ahead and buy them.
Why, sure, I don't bring you a bit. Man ought to have good shoes. I've always said that. Good, stout shoes on your feet will help you. You got them, though. I'll say that for you. You sure did. How much did you say they were?
Well, I hate to tell you. I'm sort of ashamed of what I had to get for.
Yeah.
$6.25.
$6 for the land sale.
Just what they cost.
Gee. Holy, them things must have diamond shoelaces in them.
I know it sounds terrible, but I've seen them in the store window there, and Dad blame it out on them. They got them.
Well, I don't blame you much, Mom. They don't want something that daddy ought to get it. Back here, I sort of wish I'd went along with you. Bought myself something, too.
Oh, it reminds me. You did buy yourself something.
Huh?
You bought yourself some new earmuffs and a pair of suspenders.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, I do know.
Dandy leather gloves.
Gloves?
Heavy liner. I bought them that package there so I can get to them.
Oh, 15. I know his gloves. That's exactly what I've been needing. Been needing them the worst way. Oh, it ain't his dandy, ain't it?
Yeah, you've been complaining lately about getting so cool while you're out making the delivery. These will be just the thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
And them dandies?
Oh, they're good.
And them good stout galaxies I got you.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm needing a pair, all right. Look there. That there is rabbit fur inside them gloves, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Old fella ain't never would get cold in them. Wonderful world. Good for me. So good, I better not tell Elizabeth I bought them all. Just last week, she wanted to buy some fancy gloves for herself, and I wouldn't let her. I'll just tell her somebody give them to me for a present.
No, don't tell her no story. Tell her the truth about it.
Yeah, but now what if she...
Well, ain't no what if to the rule about truth, Abner. You never tell no story, not even a little one. You're the old dad.
Well, I reckon you're right, Mom, but sometimes...
There ain't no cases where telling stories is excusable. Just stick to the truth. Wait a minute. Who's that coming up out there?
Huh?
Oh, Ed Clayton's mom.
Oh.
And saw her for quite a spell.
No. Is Ed still laid up?
No. Heard he went back to work just a couple of days ago.
Well.
And I seen him at services last Sunday, too.
Uh-huh.
He's working over at the mill now. Defense work.
Well, good for Ed.
I guess they've been having sort of a hard time of it lately.
Oh, ain't no doubt. I'll find out.
Well, how do you do, Miss Clayton?
How do you do, Miss Clayton?
Hello, Abner. Lum.
Come on in. How are the youngins?
Oh, just fine, thank you.
Well, good. What can we do for you today? A few groceries?
Yes, a few. I need a package of salt and 3 cases of yeast and 10 pounds sack of flour.
Will you get them for him?
Get them right away. Get them right now.
Sounds like it's going to be bacon day over at your place tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. Ain't no one thing Ed likes better than hot biscuits.
Well, I don't blame him none. Sort of partial to him myself. How's Ed feeling now?
Well, to be honest, I don't think he should have went back to work yet. In his condition, it's too cold and damp over there.
Uh-huh.
But you know, Ed, bound and determined.
You hear that, too? Yeah, 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 Miss Clayton. Now, was there anything else for you?
Yes, I'd like, how much does that add up to?
Well, let's see here. Flowers, 64 salt, and yeast, 79 cents.
Oh, well, I just had 70 cents with me. Better leave out the salt.
No, no, I'll go ahead and take it. We can put it on the booth.
No, no, I'll get it some other time.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. I believe I added that thing up wrong. Let's see here. It comes out 70 cents even. Never was good at figures. You sure there ain't nothing else now?
No, no.
You say it's sort of cold and damp where it's working?
Yes, it is. Ed just ain't got the clothes for it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a good pair of heavy shoes would be good for him.
Well, yes, but...
Now, we just happen to have a pair here. Just some cheap ones, but they might help.
Huh.
Just $1.98. Here, take them along and tell Ed he can pay them for them whenever he gets his first paycheck. Go ahead and take them.
Well, maybe we'd better wait.
No, now, don't wait. No, sir. And here's something up long forgot to tell you. Here's some gloves. We'll give them away a pair of gloves with every pair of shoes we sell. They're just cheap ones. They might last in a week. Well, here, put them in the basket there now.
Well, this is awful sorry of you. I don't rightly know how to thank you.
Oh, don't thank us. It's just business with us.
Sure.
You give our regards to Ed.
Yeah, say hello to him for us.
Oh, I will. Good day.
Good day, Miss Clayton.
Come
in again.
Huh. Mom.
Yeah.
That there rule acting about the truth. Did you say there weren't no cases where you can change it a little bit?
Well, mighty few, Abner. Mighty few.